Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable with you.
And the Oilers trying to replicate what the greatest hockey team in NHL history did, and get back in the mix. And they're in the mix and back in the ice and ready to get into the mix is Connor McDavid. He returns to the lineup tonight as the Edmonton Oilers take on the San Jose Sharks, Edmonton's final home game of the season. This is Oilers Now, presented by World of Spas. Bob Stauffer with you in Ice District at Rogers Place. Coming up on today's show, a review of what was a, by Edmonton standards, a subpar weekend. A 3-2 overtime loss to Arizona, then a hard-fought 3-1 loss against the Vancouver Canucks. The Canucks sweeping Edmonton in the regular season. It was always going to be a tough game. If you've listened to the show, we told you that 2 months ago, before McDavid was out of the lineup. But Connor is back in tonight. So I have some thoughts on that. It is a MACT on Monday day. Craig Matavich is going to join us in studio, the broadcast location for our friends at Contract Equipment Limited, Canada's premium heavy equipment dealer with rental and sales. Daily Faceoffs, Frank Saravalli for the horses and horse racing Alberta. At 5:35 Edmonton time as well. Of course, you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. Don't miss Wheel of Fortune live at the River Cree May 10th and 11th. Get your tickets now at therivercreeresort.com. And you can text us at 780-496-0063. And the Ashley Fine Floors text line, get the new floors you always wanted, 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. For those of you that were around, so we're going to have a little bit of fun on today's show on the Ashley Five Floors text line. When you think of the Oilers' 80s Stanley Cup championships, the five cups in the 7 years, 84, 85, 87, 88, 1990, are there a couple definitive songs that you think of when you think of the Oilers winning the cup? Shoot me a text on the Ashley Five Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Our top story, it's this simple. For legacy heating and cooling, home and no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy heating and cooling. Connor McDavid is back in the lineup. Before we go to our Oilers Now audio highlights of Edmonton against Arizona and Vancouver, we head into the Oilers Now audio vault for Direct Workwear.
The Oilers Now audio vault is brought to you by Direct Workwear. In these tight budget times, Direct Workwear is the superhero your wallet deserves. Huge selection, low prices at Direct Workwear.
All right, here's Connor McDavid earlier today on getting back in before the playoffs.
Well, yeah, I think it's a balance of everything, right? Obviously, balance of health, balance of making sure you're ready to go, making sure your game's where it needs to be. You know, going, 20 plus days between games is not really an option for me. So, I got what I need tonight.
And he also had these comments on why he missed the last three games.
This was not a, let's just sit out games, just to sit out games. Obviously, there was something there. It was bugging me, and I was sitting out to feel better. This was not a matter of if it was playoffs or not or whatever. It was just, thankfully, we had clinched a playoff spot and had something bugging me and needed to get it right.
All right, meanwhile, Chris Knobloch, Oilers head coach, comes in with a record of 45-16-5. He had this to say on handling McDavid's injury.
We were very cautious with this, and we didn't want it to persist and get worse or just be a nagging thing that he had to play through. And we feel that, and I say we, our doctors, our training staff, feel that he's recovered and is good, and we shouldn't have any regression.
And Knobloch also added this on McDavid playing after tonight's game.
Well, Seth, after tonight and after tonight's game, after
next up we'll go
tomorrow night's games with Vancouver. If they win, then it's our games aren't as important, but there's a chance that we still can get first in our division. So we'll play it. Obviously, after tonight's game, we'll have a huge impact on it, and also Vancouver's next game.
All right, that's Chris Knobloch. So that's the quick hitters on McDavid. Knobloch's thoughts on McDavid. The Oilers played a pair of games this weekend. We go into our Oilers Now audio vault for direct work where Cam Moon had the call of the game against Arizona. Jack Michaels had the call against Vancouver.
Oilers host the Arizona Coyotes. Puck brought in. Kesselring to Michelli across. One-timer. Saved me by Pickard. Rebound scores. Following it up was Josh Doan. And he gives the Coyotes a 1-0 lead. In front to Keller. Oh, what a glove save made by Pickard. What a chance for the Coyotes. And Pickard snares it out of the air and holds on back behind the goal to Kane. He'll backhand in front of the net. Here's Henrique. Scores! Adam Henrique shovels it home right in front of the net. This game's tied at one. Now on the right to Durzi. His shot. Great save by Pickard. The rebound. They score. Cooley following it up. Fogle back to Nurse. Left wing point. He'll shoot. Scores! Nurse let it go. Kane was in front of the net. And this game is tied at two. This game's going to need a little extra. Now we'll give it to Michelli. He's in the high slot.
He's a tricky little player, Michelli.
Right wing for Kesselring to Michelli. He'll go over to the left wing. He'll shoot. He'll score. What a shot. Matias Michelli goes glove side on Pickard, and Arizona will win this 3-2 in overtime.
All right, here we go. Edmonton 48-24-6. The Vancouver Canucks 48-22-9. Their lead in the Pacific Division has shrunk. And here comes a chance for Vancouver. Wrist shot score off the rush. And the Canucks take a 1-0 lead. And it's Sam Lafferty.
Yeah, as you know, Jack, I targeted Lafferty as a potential pickup for Edmonton last year from Chicago. Toronto got him in the deal. And then Brad Treliving offered Sam Lafferty to the Oilers. He elected to take the Vancouver pick instead of the Edmonton pick. It was a fifth rounder. Edmonton needed to go in the fourth round. I think they should have done the deal. They didn't.
Tyler Myers, he's into the zone. Redirected home. What a brilliant tip. Myers put it net front, and Pugh Suter deflects it home for his 14th of the year. 2-0 Vancouver with 9 minutes to go in period two.
The dish back. Nurse, a shot deflected home by Evander Kane. And just like that, Edmonton right back in it. It's 2-1.
Kane with his 24th. Now Skinner to the bench. Connor Garland has the empty net. Up to center. Lindholm shot. Joshua score. And Vancouver extends the lead to 3-1 and likely seals the Pacific Division.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, there you go. So, yeah, the Oilers lose 3-1. Vancouver was a little bit better. Sam Lafferty, oh. And I know some of you get sick of Stauffer, you and your players, but yeah, I liked Lafferty for the last couple of years, and he's a good player. Now, funny thing is, I haven't used him much in the penalty kill in Vancouver for the last 3 months, but for whatever reason, he's played his best hockey against the Edmonton Oilers. All right, Craig McTavish is here. We're going to join him in 4 minutes' time, but not before we go to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandise specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
Montreal Canadiens in Detroit for their second-to-last game of the season. Habs have lost two straight and sit in last place.
Gameplay lineup report coming up.
in the Atlantic Division, trailing Ottawa 2 points. Elsewhere, the Senators visiting the league-leading New York Rangers tonight. Florida extending GM Barry Zito's contract. Wait, Bill Zito. Barry Zito was the pitcher. That's awesome. But they promoted him as well. He's president of hockey operations moving forward. The Panthers are tied with Edmonton for number two in the NHL in goals over Zito's 4 seasons entering Monday. Austin Matthews, first star of the week, not surprisingly, 5 goals in 4 games. He is now just one away from being the NHL's first 70-goal scorer since 1992-93. Toronto has 2 games left. That starts tomorrow. Other two were Preds captain Roman Josi and Flames centerman Nazem Kadri. Ducks got Cutter Gauthier signed to his entry-level contract after the NCAA season wrapped up this weekend. Congrats to David Carl's Denver Pioneers on yet another national championship. They are the most decorated college program now. Bakersfield knocked off Coachella Valley 3-2 in overtime thanks to an end-to-end rush by Philip Broberg. Much more tomorrow, I believe, in the Farm Report with Condors head coach Colin Chalk. Broberg up to 5 goals and 35 points in 48 American Hockey League games. And in the Western League, Red Deer dropped both games to one of the best major junior teams in the country, Saskatoon Blades, over the weekend. Games 3 and 4 on deck tomorrow and Wednesday. And James Steffen, Bobby had an assist and 5 minor penalties in the first 2 games of Portland's second round series, but they're thrashing Everett nonetheless. Two games to none lead game 3 tonight.
Yeah, Portland is 6-0 in the playoffs. They swept Victoria in 4 straight. James Patrick coaching Victoria, by the way. And they got a player coming that's going to be really good. His name's Keaton Verhoff. He was a 15-year-old. Might have been Victoria's best defenseman in the playoffs. 6'4", 190-pound, right shot D. All right, we are going to go into the game day lineup report for McGuire Financial.
The game day lineup report is brought to you by McGuire Financial. Have the right teammates on your side for your financial future. For a free financial consultation, visit McGuireFinancial.ca.
Oilers are 6-2-2 in their last 10. They have a plus 57 goal differential, fourth in the league in goals for, fourth in the league in the power play, first in shots for. They've dropped all the way to second expected goals for, marginally behind Carolina. The Oilers are 9-1 in their last 10 against San Jose, out shooting them 45-18. Connor McDavid back in the lineup, 40 points, 29 career games against the Sharks. McDavid with Adam Henrique and Zach Hyman. Leon Draisaitl with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Warren Fogle. McLeod with Holloway and Perry. Sam Carrick with Matthias Janmark and Connor Brown. According to Chris Knobloch, Evander Kane, day-to-day, he's sitting this one out tonight. Derek Ryan, Troy Stetcher, healthy scratches. Ekholm and Bouchard. Evan Bouchard has 79 points in 79 games. He's got 11 points in 10 games, plus 13 against the Sharks in his career. Darnell Nurse and Cody Ceci, Brett Kulak and Vincent Desharnais. Stuart Skinner starts in goal in his career against San Jose. He's 4-1, a 1.21 goals against average and a .948 save percentage. Right now, the San Jose Sharks are on pace to have the worst goal differential in a season in the last 20 years. They are at minus 139. They're at 19 wins. To put things in perspective, in the Oilers' decade of darkness, Edmonton got to at least 22 or 23 wins every season. Granlin with Eklund and Zetterlund. Granlin's their best player. He's got 58 points in 67 games, dash 18. He plays 21 minutes a game as a center. Luke Cunnan with former Oiler Klim Kostin. Kostin, 5 goals, 10 points, 17 games, minus 10. Colin Graf out of Quinnipiac, elected to sign in San Jose. He told us today that Edmonton did not make it into his final five. The Oilers, Ken Holland, saw the day he got his only hat trick this season. He had 59 and 47 points in NCAA the last 2 years. Jan Ruda, arguably their best defenseman, is out. They're going to have Mario Ferraro along with Kyle Burrows, a hard-nosed, undersized, tough defenseman as their top pairing. Devin Cooley will start in goal. He played at Denver, won a national title there. In the American Hockey League this year, he had an .891 save percentage, 6-6-2, a 3.77 goals against average. He's at .918 in the NHL, 2-1-1. The Sharks have their number one, and Pittsburgh's number one as part of the Carlson deal this year. Their number one, and Vegas's number one as part of the Hurdle deal in the year after. When we come back, MACT on Mondays with Craig McTavish for our friends at Contract Equipment.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
All right, Craig, your mic's hot. It is Mac T on Mondays with Craig McTavish, brought to you by Contract Equipment Limited, Canada's premium heavy equipment dealer with rental and sales. Michael and the staff at Contract were pleased to report busy. It's great. It's picking up out there in oil and gas in the province of Alberta. Last time I checked, Mac T, the team was called the Oilers. So just in case.
The price of oil is up here in
oil country. Just in case you weren't sure. You know, we support oil and gas. The team's called the Oilers. We're in oil country. So if you're one of those people, I hate oil and gas, all I can say to you is go listen to another show then. I don't care.
I'm not a big advocate of driving the electric car in Alberta with these climates, that's for sure.
Minus 40. All right, well, he certainly is an electric player on the ice, and he's the drivetrain for the team, and the Oilers missed him over the last three games. The number one story, Craig, is Connor McDavid back in the lineup. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it is a balance when you're sitting out your best player, but I mean, you don't want to take any chances at all. I'm not telling any of the listeners what they don't know already. I mean, it's, you want to err on the side of caution right now. If you had any temptation, you might have been a bit tempted to put him into the Vancouver game if he was close, but it shows a maturing organization that can make that decision and scratch him in a game that, you know, the Oilers probably win with McDavid. I would guess.
Well, that's what the folks out in Vancouver would say, and they know so much about winning out there because all those championship teams they've watched, you know, they refer to their Stanley Cup years, plural, 2011.
Yeah, they got to the finals.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm having fun with you, anyways. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they had a big presence in the crowd that night.
Yes, they did.
I was impressed.
Yes,
I mean, I always see.
Well, you
it.
Were with Jim and Mitch that night, so you know they'd have you focused because Mitch Jewell, that guy knows the stuff. So
yeah.
He was
and Jim. He can talk hockey.
Yeah, and
through three periods.
I don't know anybody like that at all. Actually, Craig, I didn't realize we're running up against the clock here. So we're going to go to break off to Global News Weather Traffic Update. Full half hour coming up with Craig McTavish, Matt Diem Mondays when we return after this.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.